It's the big podcast about beer. This is The Perfect Pour.
Local reference.
Local reference.
Ooh, welcome to The Perfect Pour. It's a show about craft beer drinking. I'm Mikey.
Yeah, I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
We're just going to be hanging out with you for a little while, drinking some good beers, we hope, talking about the beers we experienced the past week. Look out for some beers in the future, and have our listeners call us and tell us what the hell is going on with them, man. We want to know. We like hearing about the things going on out there in the beer community. And that's the show. Get ready. Before we started, we did a little tailgating, a little prepping for the show. You gotta have a beer if you're gonna prep. That's what we call it, tailgating. And I'm still got a little bit of it left. Wild Sparrow, a murky IPA from San Diego's Project. I've got two cats in the studio with me.
Purd Project.
I'm catting it up. Poor Louie's in the house, and I've got two cats out here, but it is meow. Pure Projects. Wild Sparrow.
Which one's your favorite?
Which cat is my favorite?
Yeah.
I can't. And they're both in the room. I can't say which
one. Oh, come on. You can pick one.
The gray one.
The gray one. They're both gray, aren't they?
His name is Snuggles. We didn't
know. What's his special talent?
Hannah here as well. Snuggles' special talent. He can sleep the whole time in one spot the whole time you're at work.
Damn.
You can leave for work and come back home from work, and it looks like no time has passed for him.
So he's a teenager is what you're saying.
Yeah. He's kind of at a teenager age in animal years right now. So he just plays video games all night and then sleeps.
Damn it.
Until 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
That cat. There's sprinkles.
There's a meme that goes around, and it's just like two people having a conversation. It's like, man, your dog's a jerk. And so then the person replies, goes, oh, don't say that about my dog. It's a blah, 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 and the sunlight. And then it's like, it's all the other flip side of it. It's like, your cat's an asshole. And just the response is, yeah, I know.
I know.
Yeah.
Cats are very upfront about being assholes. It's all accepted. What are you drinking, Matt?
I've made a trip to a certain market, and so I built myself a six-pack. And I went to the same line that I normally go to with the same guy, and I was like, oh, he usually compliments the beers that I get.
Guy with the glasses?
Yep.
Karen? Yep.
But instead, it's the third time in the row he's told me that they have these convenient carrying cases on the side of the cooler. And I go, thanks. Maybe next time. So.
Yeah, they do that to me, too. And it's like, I'm all right.
But you don't save 10% unless you use it.
Yeah, you do.
But it's on the side. Like, how do they know you want to save 10%?
I think it automatically does.
You just hit the sixth bottle and it boop.
I'm not sure.
It's like the old days. The manager has to come over with the special key that's attached at his hip just to turn it in and punch in his code.
Approval. Because I have to have the
override.
Because I can't trust me as the checker to do the things. I've got to have another adult come over and go, yes,
John,
I guess that's okay.
John Redline.
Yeah.
We need an override for 10% discount.
Who are you giving 10% to?
This guy brought his cat in. He's really cute.
We don't give discounts to cat people.
The cat hasn't moved since. Like, he's just sitting in the basket.
I don't care.
It's the cutest thing ever.
I'm on a break. Get off the red line. Keep the red line clear. Keep the red line clear.
Can I scan the cat? The
red line's for emergency. Or sure, see what happens. For emergency.
Nothing happened. Can I try it again?
Get off the red line.
If you find a barcode on a cat, I'm kind of scared. It's in the special spot.
Even if there is, there's no way that cat's in the system.
What's the product code on the cat?
Price check.
Could you run the aisle 6 and see how much these are?
Sorry, guys. It's going to be a minute.
He's
got to
run with the cat, and he's got to match up the cat with the...
This reminds me of, like, horror stories. So there's a certain hardware store I go to, and I managed to find...
I managed
to find every single item that's, like, mislabeled. And so, like, the person will punch it in and goes, well, that's not right. And so they'll pull up the radio, and they'll radio the guy that's 5 feet from them, and they're like, hey, Tom, could you go ahead to the hardware aisle and check the 3/16 bolts?
And everybody can hear everything that's going on. And
like, the walkie-talkie's literally behind you 2 feet, and you can hear the guy talking and coming through on the walkie-talkie.
And they'll go over to the hardware aisle. They'll find the bolts. They'll confirm that I wrote down the same number that's on the tray, and then they'll, like, bounce it over to another guy that's sitting 5 feet away, and like he'll like go in the system and like fix it and like live scale. And I was like, wow, I just helped everybody after me.
I'm helping.
Not myself. Mm-hmm. Everyone after me.
I just like the time. I like when you come in and they ask if you need help, and I'm like, no, I'm up fine. And then you'll start walking through, and then you're like by another person, and another guy, the guy coming back there, he's fine. He doesn't need help. And it's all over the whole PA system. Or if I'm looking for paint, I'm like, the guy coming back there, he's looking for paint.
The guy in the red shirt declined help. Do not help him. Please do.
The one guy, I'm the only person in there. The man coming back there at aisle 6, he's going to need some help with the paint. Which one? The guy right there. The one that looks like a dipshit. The one that looks like a big dipshit.
The cat.
He doesn't hear me, right?
The brother knows which store I'm referencing, but there's one that we love to go to, but it's literally 5.5 aisles, and you can see the back of the store from the front of the store. So you can't really make mistakes. You'll
cops.
that's a different store.
Oh. No toe hardware.
The Pinedale one?
Nope. Oh. Which I actually saw that National is an Ace now. So they had Ace wheelbarrows out front. So I think Ace is doing a service where they're saving all the small stores.
No more True Value. Man, there's no True Values left in the valley.
There's one off of Church and Golden State. It's the Alert-A-Lite True Value.
Going down there.
It gives you orchard vibes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Orchard Supply.
I miss Orchard vibes.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. We don't have Orchard Supply anymore.
Stupid Lowe's.
Dumb Lowe's. They're pieces of crap.
So anyways, I'm drinking a Cosmic Rays from Modern Times. It's a hazy tropical IPA. Citra, Simcoe, Sabro, Equinaut, and Idaho 7. It's the reason it is hazy is because it has white wheat, flaked oats, and carafoam.
Ooh, carafoam.
And I'm ready to like write Modern Times a letter and say, make clear IPAs again.
Ooh.
I feel like everything I pick up, whether I remember it being West Coast or not, it just says hazy. And I'm like, can you do hazy. Nothing filtered?
They're too influenced by a humble sea. The haze is everything. They just spray the haze. Fermenters, they just spray a bunch of haze all over. I just opened up a beer called Brave Noise. It is a collaboration beer that everyone can join in on if they want. This is Pure Project's version of Brave Noise. This is a 5% pale ale. And Brave Noise is a collaboration with a big goal, a safe and discrimination-free beer industry. And they've got a QR code on there. You can see what their, if you scan it, you can get to see their code of conduct that Pure Project has. So this is my first Brave Noise beer. It's the first one I've seen in the wild and first one having, and it's a good beer. I like pails.
The question is, did you pass or fail the code of conduct?
Yeah, I don't want to even look.
Step one, don't have strong opinions on podcasts. Well,
here step one, have a podcast where you have boring opinions. That's me. What do you got, Nick?
I'm still working on my tailgate beer, which is a New Glory. Munching on this. It's their Oktoberfest beer.
All right. You're buying them. You guys have been having some Oktoberfest beers this season.
Yeah. Time for some Martzens.
Well, it's over, so forget it.
Hellas, yeah.
Marty's dad. Nothing's better than Marty's dad's laugh. The honeymooners.
Whoa, Dad, time to change that oil. You know, you could do anything if you put your mind to it.
Sure. Now, Biff.
Don't con me, Biff.
That's pretty messed up. Have you ever heard his story on why he didn't get included in Back to the Future 2 and 3? That's the whole dispute.
Crispin Glover?
Yes.
His dispute?
Crispin Glover.
Crispin, yeah. He just wanted a few more dollars. I mean,
yeah.
That's all he wanted.
Give the man some money.
And said,
Back to the Future 4. Give some money. Is that ever going to get rebooted? Do you think
I think they'll always talk about it to keep you interested in it, but they'll never do it.
Oh, I think they're going to do it. I just think...
I think that rumor has come up once a year since 2015. And they're like, oh, well, you know, maybe. I mean, no, but maybe not no.
Yeah.
But like, you know, most people are like, it's fine as a trilogy. It's fine.
It's fine.
What if they've already filmed it?
It's pretty rare. Uh-oh. Pretty rare these days that a franchise as huge as that hasn't gotten rebooted, you know, of some way.
Yeah, like even
it's one of the few things
prequels or
never made like a
fan art, fan fiction.
I've got some fan fiction. I'm not going to tell anyone because they'll steal my idea.
I mean, Mikey, you could touch on that. I mean, how many years did you hear of there being prequels to Star Wars? You're like, yeah, it'll never happen.
Yeah, I was like, eat shit.
Then 19 years later, there it was.
You know what'll happen? Yeah, when Disney buys it. That's when
Disney's got to buy Back to the Future franchise, and they're going to make the shit out of it.
Like Universal's holding on to that one, going, no, this is our moneymaker. It's all we got. We can't sell it to Disney. And Disney's like, we'll just buy you and then acquire everything you own.
All right, let's see. Who wants to start off culture? Matt, let's go. What do you got? You got some culture looking out for us.
There is not an anthrax. Behemoth West Coast IPA, brimming with hops and tropical citrus aroma. Really cool label art, really cool brewery. Terrible name.
Well, first, I can't spell it, so I don't like it.
Hold on. Let me get our judgy hats on.
Anything you can't spell, I'm automatically like, meh.
All right. So it's Galaxy Cashmere Nelson Hops. And it is Tower of Flower.
What?
Tower of Flower coming. Is Tower of Flower playing the fair this year?
Yeah, not tribute band.
Tower of Power tribute band called Tower of Flower. Dude, what's the best tribute band you've seen? Oh, Tower of Flower. Do you remember?
So, yeah, I feel like they just missed it on the name. It's really cool, bluish color. They have geometric figures. It's like the stylizing of the label is amazing. And it's a Alesmith Beechwood collab. So, I mean, you know it's a good beer. But yeah. They missed the mark on that one. But looking out for, we've been known to get Beechwood and we've been known to get Alesmith. So
a little bit here and there, maybe.
Distribution gods, make it happen.
No brewbound.
This next one's going to be, even if Mikey has to choke this beer down, I guarantee you he's going to have this in the fridge.
Earl.
This one is from Carl Strauss.
I like them.
And they have a West Coast IPA. And but it is fruit and zest infused.
Okay, I'm still there.
So it's a tangerine IPA. Can you guess what the name of it is?
I think I've had this beer. I can't remember.
Tangible.
Tangible. Tangible IPA.
So that's going to be Mikey's beer. It's like somebody's going to be talking about something and they'll be like, huh. And you just kind of walk up and you just open a can of that and you're like, how can I derail this conversation in 16 ounces?
You can touch
it. Tangible.
It's tangible.
So I know that's in Mikey's. He just said tangerine. Add to cart.
It's tangerine. Yeah. It's got a pretty label.
It's pretty.
Next story is congrats to all of the brewers that made the pilgrimage up to Yakima to hop sort or hop source.
Congrats, you jerks. Get to take all your little Instagram pictures swimming in hops and like, look at it. Mm-hmm. Look at me in the hops.
I guess so now we can blame. Situation, like they're swimming in hops?
Yeah, you can do that.
I'm sure there's other breweries that have posted, but Tioga did put a post up of Forrest and John that were able to go up and select hops that we could contract for the next year. So in some ways, they could unlock flavor profiles we didn't have in the past. And in some ways, we could just blame the same two guys for the whole year if it didn't turn out right.
Who bought these hops? Any
they smell like farts?
Can you give us a little preview? Maybe like what they do? You know what hops they bought? What's gonna happen?
Yeah, what's the code?
Inside number? Scoop, man. It's perfect pour. We break news here.
Experimental hop 12.
Yeah,
11D7 H E M 583.
That General Sherman H571. Hops,
yeah.
DDH.
Sure.
gotcha. You're going to get in trouble now. You come back to work on Friday. They'll be like, holy shit, I can't believe you revealed that, Matt.
Yeah.
You're like, perfect pour is more important than this crap.
Hop aromas with earth, wind,
final
and fire.
Looking out for goes out to the brother. It's officially fireside chat season.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, you got your fire pit fired up?
Fire pit.
Fire up your fire pits, everyone.
That Tioga beer?
No.
No? Who did Fireside?
That's a 21st
Amendment.
Amendment?
Amendment. Amendment. Intimate.
It's 21st one of the few winter warmers that is on the approved list.
Like Jubilee.
It's an English-style strong ale. It is well-balanced and with select winter spices.
Ooh. Spicy. Why so spicy? Why is it spicy? Yeah, that'd be a good one to revisit. Haven't called them up in a while, see what they're doing.
So they don't exactly name what spices, but they say holiday food pairing suggestions with Fireside Chat, hearty beef stew, beef, oven roasted turkey, creamy risotto, apple crumb pie, pumpkin cheesecake, and tiramisu. So,
yeah. Range.
I know we get down
some weird ass pairings, bro.
Beef stew. I loved winter for that. The beef stew doesn't get better than that. Brother's huge fan of apple pie, so.
Apple pie. Oh, man. I have to get my dad to make you an apple pie.
Oh. Does he slice the apples or chunk them?
What define chunk?
Like ice cube shaped apples.
No, he doesn't do that. I get they would be sliced then.
Like sliced like
Granny Smith's and.
Oh yeah. Oh no, everybody, you gotta use Granny Smith apples, mm-hmm. but the way you cut them determines how they cook down.
Oh, okay.
The thinner the better.
Interesting. I'm not sure he's aware of that. He makes
ancient
mean apple
Chinese
pie.
Secret.
I'll be having one this holiday season. As the holidays approach, get ready for pie season. It's pie season, everyone.
Pies. You see Rad Stacy's entering the fair with a pie?
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Did she have it? Did her chickens make it?
Oh, I don't know.
Is it all Indy?
What?
What else?
Ladies and gentlemen, we now have 10% off all hardware in the store. 10% off all hardware in the store.
If you buy 6 bolts, they're 10% off.
Nice. That's right. 6 dissimilar bolts. You can't have the same bolts. Huh.
If you're like me, I just grab, like, I can never figure out the sizes of my sprinkler pipes or anything. Mm-hmm. So I'll just grab 3. If I need like a little end piece or a curve, I'll just grab one of 3 different sizes.
Oh, no.
It's like, I can't miss if I get 3 different sizes. One of these is going to fit. So then I have just like a bucket of odd different sizes that don't fit anything.
There you go. One day you'll be prepared for any situation.
One day I'll be like, somebody needs, like, I'm desperate. I need odd sizes to my sprinkler PVC pipes. Yeah. Like, bro,
I got you, bro.
It either has to be 3/4 or 1 inch. You have half inch PVC, that ain't cool.
Sometimes, man. Sometimes you gotta go big.
Or if you have 2-inch PVC for your sprinklers, that's overkill.
Oh no, you gotta water the crap out of this area.
Like if it was, if this was a,
they're the monster comedy, like, monster truck of PVC pipes.
Yeah, like when Mikey turns the sprinklers on, Niagara Falls would shut down.
You're like, whoa! My whole block is like gets a little. Their pipe system goes.
Yeah, I got to be careful at my house because the sprinklers tee off the main water line, and it's an inch pipe going in, and they're inch valves. So if like a sprinkler pops off or gardener ran over some, it'll shoot a stream as tall as the house. So I always got to make sure they're in spec.
This happens with these older houses, man.
Keep the sprinklers tight.
Keep it tight.
Don't let them get wild on you.
They didn't think about sprinklers in the 40s, bro.
Nope. Hand water. Water each sprayed by hand.
Every water by hand. They just had glasses of water. They just threw it out on the lawn.
Yeah.
It's getting darker. They're like, what am I supposed earlier? To
do? It's the 1930s here. It's the other way.
It's that time of year again. And I've actually seen that now. It's like the old dude with the flashlight, and he's like watering his lawn, hand watering his lawn at night with the flashlight. And it's just like, just got to get it in. I got it.
And yeah. What else? Beer podcast.
Beer?
I mean, I'll start a sprinkler podcast. Don't
tell me. Oh, man.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
How to not fix your sprinklers properly.
Are you a Rainbird or a Toro guy?
Rainbird.
About Orbit?
I'll do them all. Whatever one's fit.
I don't care. No. Is it fit? Yep.
Yeah.
I'll use it.
I've got like 5 different styles of sprinklers all over the freaking place. The previous owner has these like nice, classy bubblers. They're metal. They're like the kind of metal that would get stolen kind of sprinklers.
Brass.
Yeah.
Brass, old brass head.
But they're not very efficient as far as water. They throw a lot of water out.
Yeah, your settings are droplets to flood.
Yeah, it's like
yeah.
Now, that's a great show about you ever listen to that beer that beer and sprinkler show? Perfect Pour. I guess it kind of makes sense. Perfect Pour.
Yeah, nothing but hardware store.
You want to get niche? You want to get niche? Listen, Perfect Pour. Why? What's going on? Oh, it's sprinklers and beer, man. All sprinklers and beer. I love it. What else? Who still has things over there? Studio B and C.
Is Matt caught up?
Yeah, I'm done.
All right. If you would like to be part of the Dust Bowl Brewing Company family of beer, there's now a location in Elk Grove that is hiring.
Wow.
Get all your Elk Grove Dust Bowl.
Well, they got one in Monterey. Now they're getting one in Elk Grove.
Yeah. Did we know about this? Have you talked about this,
Mike? No, I haven't talked about it.
Usually get press releases from them. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, they haven't sent us a beer in a while.
Oh. yeah. Bring your food handler's certificate. Let's see if Matt knows what an RBS is. Bring your RBS certificate. Nothing.
He says no.
Responsible beverage service.
Yeah, be more responsible over there.
Be more responsible. So yeah, next time you're going up to Sacramento. If you accidentally miss the Turlock Dust Bowl, you have a second chance and Elk Grove. Empties. If you are in the valley on Saturday, October 9th.
Yeah.
And have not had a beer festival this year?
Nope.
Big Fresno Fair is having their beer and wine festival on Saturday.
All right. What time is that?
2 to 6 p.m.
I'll put it in the maybe board. I'll put it on the board.
There you go.
Just
$25 plus $12 to get into the fair. So it is $37.95.
Do we know a lineup at all?
Nope. It just says San Joaquin Valley and Central Coast.
That'll be everything I know already. Hatter. I'll just be going around.
It's 8:05.
What are you having at 8:05? 8:05 variant. I had it. I had it back in June.
8:05 and 559.
Some Tioga Sequoia or something.
Let's see. There was a sports ball game on earlier.
Sports ball. The Dodgers.
Team in blue.
Blue team. Stadium. Blue team celebrate big time.
Blue team celebrate. And there's a ginormous Golden Road sign in the stadium.
Yeah. Yeah. They got some buyout beer in there.
Uh-huh.
Golden Road's big buyout beer, Dodger related beer. Yeah, I don't know what Chew says about that. I like Chew's opinion. Chew, call in this week. Give me your we need to feel your thoughts about Golden Road being such a huge part of the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Maybe the in a way, I think Golden Road might be the ultimate buyout. Like, nothing has all of the drama of, well, no, other breweries have, like, you know, like New Belgium getting bought out's pretty huge drama, but as far as, like, you know, indie, we're the independent of the independent breweries and then bought out. So Golden Road was kind of one of those kind of made to be bought out breweries, but like they're sort of the poster child of like a buyout beer is Golden Road. So I wonder what Chew thinks of that being so tightly wound with the Dodgers right now.
Yeah, that was my thought. And who would you replace them with? What indie, like if an indie brewery had that kind of capital to buy a Golden Road sized sign for a stadium
in a Dodger stadium? Well, it's got to be an LA brewer. I think El Segundo. I'd go with El Segundo.
Man, that'd be cool.
I think El Segundo has enough clout to pull it off, baby.
LAX proximity.
Yeah.
So you could, you know, that's a reasonable sponsor because they're in the area. Like, you could.
Yeah. Let's go. I mean, even Firestone could pull that off, too, because Firestone has a presence in LA, so.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get Chew started on this campaign. Let's get rid of Golden Road.
Replace the Golden Road. Who's going to sponsor the A's, Mikey? Is it Russian River?
That'd be a good one.
Would there be anything better for you? A's game and some Russian River?
No, there would not. I mean, come on. But our friends at... our friends over there in the East
Bay. Drake's.
Thank you. Drake's would be the one I would want for the A's. Tie in with the A's. So Drake's, come on. Drake's, be the... Get some heavy presence in the A's games there, Drake's.
Yeah. Get your seventh inning denogonizer.
It's time for your seventh inning denogonizer. Bam, 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 bam.
Yeah.
You're going to want that red double. Hots. They're gonna cut off. They usually most games cut off beer at eight on in the eighth inning. So
you're gonna not when Drake's is sponsoring it. Just getting started.
We're only getting started.
Seventh inning stretch. You mean seventh inning hazies? Yeah. I don't know baseball things. Looking out for beers. It could not be any other season but the holidays when Celebration Ale comes out.
Yeah. It's the number one beer of the holidays, Celebration.
I think so. And this year is canned Celebration. Thank you.
Woo!
Yes, no? We in?
Yeah, I saw that Sierra dropped that picture of all those cans.
You want like 30 packs of Celebration?
I'm definitely 12 packing. I'm getting them 12 packs. Do you think they're going to have suitcases?
I think, why not? It's time.
Blow it up.
Blow it up. Unlike Matt's picture about blowing things up. Don't do it that way.
That was a Pour'em exclusive. Yes,
that was on the Pour'em
exclusive. Pour'em exclusive. I'm all about that. I'll be looking out for that. There. Should be coming soon. They're taking pictures of it in the brewery being canned, so it's going to be hitting shelves soon. That it officially ends the pumpkin beer season.
Does that conclude?
Yeah.
The pumpkin ale?
And this will conclude your pumpkin ale season for 2021 as Celebration has been released.
Sierra Nevada has been liking the stovepipes lately. You think you'll see Celebration in 19 ounce?
Possible. Why not? Go crazy.
Yeah, let's go crazy.
So why? Have you ever seen a pumpkin ale from Sierra Nevada?
Damn it. No.
So you assume that's like not a thing. They're like, there's something there that they're against it. If they haven't made it. Again it.
Yeah.
I did.
Maybe if they did one at all, it'd be in a mixed pack.
Okay.
It would not be a regular release.
I was curious about this. So I did a little bit of researching and apparently the North Carolina Sierra Nevadas have a little rebel streak because they make a little bit of small batch. They make a small batch of pumpkin ale and keg it and then distribute it throughout the little North Carolina area.
Oh man.
So if you look on Untappd, if you search Untappd for Sierra Nevada pumpkin ale, you'll see that there's some places in North Carolina, Virginia area that are having some Sierra Nevada pumpkin ale, something I didn't think existed. But the apparently North Carolina Sierra Nevada people are like, nobody's watching. We'll make a pumpkin ale. The Chico people,
they're not wrong.
Like those Chico people don't pay attention to what we're doing over here.
Yeah.
So I would just like to, you know, not to be a snitch or anything, but I like to, since I'm California, I got back up my California Chico Sierra Nevada people and say like, hey man, somebody down there in North Carolina is fucking around with your shit. They're making pumpkin ale. And I don't think Sierra Nevada's down with pumpkin beers. So maybe you guys should suspend some people over there in North Carolina. I'm just saying.
It's a regional thing.
Regional. Do you have anything else, Nick?
That's my stuff.
All right. Well, outside of that, Celebration and Pumpkin Beer Sierra. There's also another seasonal beer coming out called Festivus, which is from Market Garden Brewery. They're a Cleveland brewer. And this is something they've already been doing. And during the Festivus time of year, they release a holiday ale called Festivus. So looking out for that for the whole show. We have a Ohio rep, Bradley. He's at BHMF109. So if Bradley could at least have this beer and tell us about it
Tell me about
that. I want to have the Seinfeld reference beer, which Seinfeld now, not only on Comedy Central, but also on Netflix.
Damn it.
Which I have my DVR record Seinfeld on Fox 26 and on TBS. So we always have Seinfeld recorded, but it's got commercials, but you go on Netflix and you just start watching it on Netflix. It just keeps going. Ooh. There's no commercials.
Wow.
It's pretty nice. I'm recommending the Seinfeld on Netflix just for that reason. You just press play and it just keeps going. I suppose you can tell Netflix to not ask you are you still there or not, but
yeah, who does that?
So I want to comment on top of that.
Oh.
I don't mind watching shows on Netflix when they take out the commercials. So they just, you can tell there's a break in between. Mm-hmm. I just hate the shows where they recap like the last 10 seconds of the show and then they continue on.
Yeah, that sucks.
So to be like, we're going to check out this chicken sandwich when we get back, and it gets to it. It's just like, yeah, we were just at this place and we were, you know, checking out everything, and now we're going to check out their chicken sandwich. It's like,
yeah, they like they reintroduce you to what's been going on. I was like, geez, even when there's commercials, I didn't really need that whole reset, guys. I can catch up. I was watching. I can catch up to what you're doing now. Nobody just joined.
What?
We're watching or not watching. And then Tioga Sequoia Brewery. They're out of Fresno, California. They're in downtown Fresno. They got a beer garden and a brewery all in one. No remote talent rooms for these guys. They keep it all in downtown Fresno. They got one coming out called it's a TDH Amarillo General Sherman. Amarillo, General Sherman TDH Amarillo variant. I'm looking out for that. And now Chia Beer is too.
I got one.
Oh. Lucky you.
Might be my next beer after this one.
I love gold!
What is this one?
An India Pale Ale from Moonraker.
More Sacramento.
It's called Cool.
Cool. Is there a question mark? Is there a comma? Is that cool? No, it's just two cools. Cool.
It has an old. Old Chevy pickup.
I've taken that pickup with me wherever I go for 40 years.
It was canned on the 14th of September, and it says vroom vroom.
Vroom vroom.
That's your beer description.
Beer. Descriptors. Vroom vroom. Oh, that's, I think it's time
that's
to.
Good.
It's good? All right. Matt from the Perfect Pour endorses.
Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving?
Woo-hoo. Here's the time when the listeners of the show get involved. It's voicemails and emails and all the things. You can contact us two different ways. You can email us, perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. You can just send us an email to read, or you can record something, save that file to your phone, and then email that file, attach it, and email it to us, and we'll just play it. Or you can call us in a traditional manner known as voicemailing. It's something they did back in the 90s. It was very cool. We're keeping it alive here on the Perfect Four. And you can just call the number 247-559-492-0542. Voicemail, and we're going to start with those traditional voicemails. Oh, now I can't. Now I've got to go and make the sound noise because some jackass opened a beer.
Jackass.
I love gold.
Do you hear that? Do you hear that?
I heard it. That sounded stouty.
Do you remember that sound? Do you remember that
sound? That was from a bomber, and I think I'm going to say it's a stout. It's something thick.
Yeah, boy. Look at him.
Ah, I was right. I didn't see it. It's all good with the audio listening. What is that?
It's vintage. It's vintage. Vintage.
Oh, a Rush Hour.
Yeah. How about that? I don't know where the date is on this thing, but it's old.
Show them the label to Matt. He might be able to tell you.
Valparaiso and Tioga Sequoia.
I'm going to say that's 2016.
2018?
Could be.
Oh, Matt says 2018.
I'm going to say, I'm going to agree that it's at least an even numbered year.
Well, because 2020 and 2019, we for sure canned Rush Hour. So 2018 there you go. Would have been
Valparaiso.
And I think that's the year they won, too.
That's probably why I saved it, because they're one of my favorite coffee roasters in downtown Fresno. And then you guys made a beer with them.
We did?
Well, I mean, besides this one, no.
So for people that don't know what that Rush Hour signifies, is each December we brew our Rush Hour coffee stout base. It is a 8% milk stout. So it's a double stout, if you will, or imperial. And we pair up with local coffee roasters, and they all give us their way that they would like for us to introduce their coffee into the beer. The time, the roast, the origin, however they want it. And then we do a public vote for people that participate in that day, and they actually pick the coffee roaster that we use for the final released beer, one like the brother has there in a bottle.
What?
And any barrel-aged beers that we do infused with coffee for that next year.
Has Rush Hour 2021 been planned at all? Is there any pre-planning going on yet?
We typically do the third Saturday, so if I had to guess, it would be December 18th. And just like I described, we're going to reach out to multiple coffee roasters. It's going to be a vote again, and people will get their, you know, we'll support a local coffee roaster by buying beans from them. Well, actually multiple to do the competition and then continue to buy the selected beans from a particular roaster for, the trailing time after that.
Just since we're talking about it, and everyone loves Gittits. If you're thinking about a Gittit in Fresno, Rush Day is one of the better days to do a Fresno Gittit. Just saying. All right, voicemails, let's get it started. Yeah. Uh-oh, we might have butt dog. Sometimes people butt dog. Hopefully he says something cool.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Sound of the waves.
Oh.
Washing away all the troubles in your mind.
Hear them waves.
Get some more waves.
More waves.
More waves, please.
San Diego. What's up, fellas? Here's Jay. Just landed about 45 minutes ago, and I'm already on the beach.
Can do that in San Diego.
I gotta say, no, we live in these modern times that we live in. You can keep beer simple. All you need, two things: hazy and mosaic.
Yep.
Yeah, picked up a couple of tall boys, Orderville, to kick it all off. Getting ready for the big get it. We're doing an Untapped Fest tomorrow. I can see why people want to live here. Well, I hope you guys are all doing well.
It's not terrible.
Mikey, hope you're enjoying your weekends with your buddies. You always know, just come and join us if you don't have nothing to do. Of course, it'll be too late by the time you get this. But I'll say thanks for what you guys do. Keep up the good work. Oh, let me check real quick. Canned on 9/28. Yeah, I think I'm okay. Check your dates. Later.
Thanks, Jay. Hops underscore hound for those in the beer out there in the beer social media. He's just in San Diego enjoying that beach, man. And San Diego's airport's right there on the water, pretty much. So you can just like run out of the airport and go find some water.
Yeah, jump right in.
Just jump in, man. Like, bro, I'm in San Diego.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice. It's nice. It's nice down there.
How do you know?
Well, stick around for Bing Gots.
Ah, ha, ha, ha.
No. Why
not? See how he teased that.
Thank you, Jay. Reporting live. Reporting previously live from
San Diego parking lot report.
Hey!
Uh-oh, that's a lot of people.
On tap, best. Tony Bag. Jay.
Tony Bag.
Robin.
Yep. Jay Money. Hey, motherfucker. Oh, we are all supers over here. Happy fun. Love you guys. Goodbye. What do you want?
Wow.
I'm not even sure who that was. I mean, oh, yeah. Tony Bags. But they're just having to get it, man. That's the sound of a get it. You know the sound of a get it. When you hear that like outside background and you hear some like talking in the background, you're like, oh, this is gonna be a get it call. This is a get it call.
It's gonna be a get it. If I ever heard a get it, this is it.
I know get it, and that's a get it. Having a great time in San Diego. Everyone's getting it.
Oh, my God, I did it. Uh-oh. I survived. I don't know if this makes it in on time. What's up, fellas? It's Jay.
Jay, what's up?
After a whirlwind San Diego trip, spent a fantastic weekend in the sun on the beach. At the Untapped Fest, trying just tons and tons of beers. So, just got to say a couple of things. First off, you guys for creating this community, because met up with some fantastic people. First, Friday night, Evil Circle. After work, just decided to cruise on down. We came down, we went out, got a little something to eat, went to a few different places. Then on Saturday was awesome at the fest, met up with the Ants and the Robin and some tag along named Junior. I met up at the Untapped Fest and just hit so many places. I think I wound up getting like probably about 100 to 110 new beers tried. Thanks for a hell of a weekend. Oh, yeah, and Jim, too. Jim, awesome guy. Gives good hugs. Met with a big old bear hug and went over it and met up with Tony Bags also, pouring there does not exist. I know it's been said before, they make some amazing beers. But, yeah, after that, we still went out. Ants and Robin, you know, nice enough to drop me and my friends around. Went to a few places. And then even on Sunday, met up again. Went to North Park, got some food. Obviously, had North Park Brewing. Drove a little farther. Went to Harlan Brewing. And just thank you guys, Ants and Robin, so much for driving me and my drunk friends around. Just coming down and having a good time with us. Good to see all you guys. Forgot to start a timer, so I don't know how much time I got left. So keep up the good work, guys. Check your dates. All that good stuff. Have fun.
So fun. Bye.
Utah.
San Diego. Jay, having a good time with the Perfect Pour community. The Ants, good peeps. Making sure I've gotten all the voicemails in here, so. Oh, there was a missed call. Somebody hung up on us. Sons of bitches. Never hang up on. Don't be afraid to just leave a voicemail. We won't, you know, we're cool.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be like, oh, I can't do it.
We'll only play it on the podcast.
And yeah. We'll only play it to tens of people. I'd read these emails. We get a lot of emails about our website. There's a lot of people, a lot of people out there that want to SEO up our website.
Nice.
Look at this. Just this one. This one's from Sophie. And hello there. Your website is not ranking well on Google. We can help you and putting your website on the Google top page and getting more customers. Let me know if you're interested. We would be happy to send you past work, pricing, and work. Usually they're not as clear as that one. I picked the worst one to read. Turns out, not funny. Bad bit. Mike, edit that out.
No, till later, Mike. Early Mike says no.
Nope. People really want to get a high ranking on Yahoo and Bing. Those hot search engines, Yahoo and Bing, that everybody uses.
Yeah,
we could get high on those. Maybe get that Bing money. Perfect Pour would take over the iTunes charts if we could get that Bing search number one.
Number one.
Voicemails.
What's that, Perfect Pour?
So you're drinking beer with your friends the other day.
And you missed the train.
So then you sit at the train station and you drink a beer.
Yeah, so we happen to have beers. Because I had this little mini cooler. It's a Yeti, just so you know. but I put ice in the top and in the bottom. And we can carry four beers in the backpack. No intention of drinking them, but if you're stranded, like we are right now.
Waiting for the train.
Which comes in 4 minutes. Then you're like, well, you know, let's just have a beer at the train tracks.
When we got here, granted, it was 20 minutes. Now it's 4 minutes.
Yeah, so we've been here for 16 minutes waiting for this train. Can't confirm. Watched the, yep, totally. And anyway, so we're kind of wondering what you guys are up to. I mean, I know it's, what, Friday night?
It's Friday night.
It's Friday here, too. So we did River North Blake. That was pretty cool.
It was cool. It was a little dead when we got there at like 8-ish. Or no, we got there at...
About 7:30, but...
Yeah.
Denver don't fire up until 8 o'clock, man.
Wow. Yeah.
Denver, you know, then everybody starts showing about 8:30. Probably party until 7. until 7, until like 8 million o'clock or whatever that might be.
So we're on our way back home now.
Yep, we're going to drink a bunch of shitty beer at a little shitty place.
Shitty place.
It's going to be shitty.
It's like Mo Beans too.
Yeah, but we do like it. I mean, they do have Juice Ranger. I'm sure you guys have that out there.
It's okay.
It's pretty tasty.
Okay, but we're going to pitter-patter here in a little bit.
So we actually have a question for you guys. This is actually not Janine's question. It's my question.
She, I don't like this question.
She doesn't like this question. Okay. Okay. So here's the thing. Do you think that it's better to be a connoisseur of beer and to love all different kinds of beers? Or do you think it's better to be a beer expert or a brewer or somebody that knows everything about beer and then discover all the faults in those beers and like, well, I taste cardboard, which means this, and I taste butter, which means that, or I taste, you know, nope.
It's coming. Train's coming.
So what I'm saying is, like, if you like music like Rush, some people are like, Rush sounds like a bunch of preachy, like weird, like pretentious.
Well, here's but where musicians are like,
they're so talented. They're because so talented.
I was married to a musician before you, and I grew to appreciate musicians and their music. So, like, I grew to appreciate Rush. I grew to appreciate Dave Matthews.
But still, I still
like Meghan Trainor or shit like that.
Yeah. So can you just love beer because you think it's great and you just live in ignorant
bliss?
Train's
here.
Oh my God, the train's coming.
We gotta go.
Duck.
Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
Bye.
Mind the third rail. Mind the gap.
Yeah. Put your tongue on it.
don't do that. Don't listen to Nick.
Oh, don't listen to Nick.
Good thing to do. Keep your tongue.
That was a test.
Keep your tongue. You passed. You failed.
Yeah. If you failed, you're dead, so we don't care anymore.
Uh-oh. No, I messed up. Sorry, guys. Messed up.
Wow. Mikey, edit this.
Nope. We're all going to sit through it. We're all sitting through it.
That's all we hear.
Well, thanks for calling in, Janine. Spice. I hope you got on that train safely. And I'm just surprised that they're able to drink a beer out in public like that. California. Yeah. I can't be just sitting waiting for a train and drinking a beer. Colorado, you can do whatever the hell you want, apparently. I think I'd rather just be a connoisseur. The whole tasting notes thing, I think you can really get in the weeds on that.
Yeah.
I'd rather just be a connoisseur and just like have a bunch of styles I like and just like beer. Like, oh, this tastes good. I don't need to know I mean, it's not bad to know everything about everything you're tasting certainly isn't a bad thing. It's a good thing, but I'd rather just, if I had the choice, I'd rather just be like into like a lot of beers, and even if I don't understand them all. What would you be? Would you rather know all the technical details of a beer, or would you rather just like, I like beer. I'm kind of paraphrasing Colin's question a little bit. I'm kind of watering it down a little bit.
Yeah. At this point, I'm gonna say ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
I'd rather not know what's going on. Like, maybe just the bare minimum to navigate the beer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to know what's either indie or how to tell if it's fresh, or maybe a little tiny bit on why I like it, but not dive all in and go, oh, this has 30% mosaic and crystal malt 622.
Yeah. I mean, that's impressive, but also,
I mean, I would want to know enough to know why I don't like hazies, and then I don't care after that.
You're like, once you know, you're like, oh, okay, that's why. All right. Done. Matt, you think you want to be a connoisseur, or do you want to know all the technical details more?
I don't really have a choice, given my profession.
You gotta know them details.
People come to me to explain why they do or don't like things.
Why don't I like this? Because you suck. I mean, I don't know, sir.
Can you mansplain this in your most judgy tone to me?
Well, it's just like the something, like somebody come in to me and go, what's the difference between a porter and a stout? And I go, well, you could have the same beer and call it something different. Or you could believe in some story that they're different.
Yeah. Well, stouts were made because they put them on a boat and they needed to preserve the beer.
Those were IPAs.
Are you sure?
I don't know, bro.
Supposedly, stouts were for people that had money, and porters were for the poor.
Yeah,
that's right.
For us working
poor. It's in the name. Porter. You're poorer than
but
I am.
A robust porter can be the same thing as a regular stout. Or you could have an adjunct porter and an adjunct stout.
I have a robust have a coffee lack of porter
and a coffee stout. Or you could have a nitro stout or a nitro porter.
You're a nitro porter.
My lack of money is robust.
There's an English style porter, and then there's an Irish stout. Those are kind of the same thing, but they're called different things.
What?
You're blowing my mind right now.
Blown.
So it's like, do you want some story that could be true? Do you want...
I like stories. Tell me a story.
Top Gun 2 will come out this December.
I've had 9% porters and I've had 4% stouts.
Ooh, the Tanilla from Needy. Imperial Porter.
There you go. That would be a robust Imperial Porter because it's vanilla, yeah. It's 9%, it's...
Oh, poor Knee Deep. Did they disappear in the COVID oblivion?
Where are you,
Knee Deep? They still exist.
Yeah. But do people care anymore? Like, nope. Damn it.
Nobody cares about anything anymore, man.
Yeah?
You
should see them trying to get to the Walmart at 5 o'clock. They care.
I don't go to Walmart. Many reasons not to go to Walmart.
Yeah.
Let's open up a new beer. This one, my friend in San Diego had this in his fridge. I traded him one of the San Diego beers I bought for this one. This is actually a Seattle beer. Fremont's Head Full of Dynamite. Easy IPA. Yeah. He had those in the fridge, so I'm like, I'm just going to trade one of these suckas. It's a good beer. I've had it before, but I haven't had it for a long time, so took advantage. I forced a trade on him.
Yeah.
He didn't even know.
You know you want this.
Trading you this, bro. Trading you a beer you can get all the time for another beer you can get all the time. Oh, it's delicious, as always. Temple Dynamite. Maybe Seattle's number one craft beer. Beer.
Beer.
I love beer.
Hey, Janine, you think Nick likes hazy IPAs?
No!
Wow.
That was a call.
Wow.
Like a Darth Vader, no?
Was that a call or calling you out?
Ooh.
I just like how they took the time to double the tracks and get some backing vocals on.
No.
How many no's was that?
Nobody knows.
What's up, homies? Chew you be
What's
here.
Up, homies.
PSA, homes. Oh, by the way, I'm car washing, Holmes. I'm in a little bit of pain. Just a little quick PSA. 91-year-old grandmas and piñatas don't mix, Holmes. You know, me being one of the youngest ones there, it was my job and duty to support the piñata, Holmes, while grandma took some swings at it. I threw out my back, Holmes. I don't know. It hurts, Holmes. Tylenol. Took some Tylenol so I can go to work, but it's hard, homie, trying to work when you got back pain. That's it. So 91-year-old grandmas and piñatas don't mix. Also, I lived through Your Eyes, Mikey, and Hoptown, homie. It was like you were the only two posting your Sunday, your San Diego get-its, your drinkings, Holmes. Mikey, I saw all your untaps and hop sounds, man. Good for you, homie, posting that shit. Hopefully you guys enjoyed yourselves out there. As for me, it was nice celebrating Grandma's 91, but never again will I hold a piñata for any fucking person or kid, Holmes. That shit's not in my job subscription anymore. Who the fuck stuffs oranges in a fucking piñata, Holmes? Not even just the little ones, man. These were like the grapefruit oranges. Those big heavy ones you buy off the freeway, Holmes, for like $5 for 12. Yeah, homie, my back's killing me. I really want a cold beer. But as a matter of fact, I'm going to have a beer, and hopefully the beer and the Advil mix well and get me back to my normal self, Holmes. Other than that, homies, chew your beer. And that's it, Holmes. Grandmas and Piñatas, that's a new beer name right there. Grandmas and Piñatas, a beer that puts you on your ass. That's it. It's chew your beer. You had to watch, Holmes. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, chew. That sucks, man. Nothing's worse than back pain. But hopefully chew starts feeling better. And you got to stretch and ice. Icing?
Yeah,
and stretch for back stuff. That's the only thing. You don't like it. It's not fun. It's not fun to put ice on your back, and it's not fun to stretch. But those are the two things. Go get a chiropractor.
Isn't the worst when you have back pain and they're like, "Oh, just rest," but laying on your back hurts said back pain.
Yeah, I've got sciatic, so I'm like. Sometimes you have to like find the, you have different 50 different positions before you can comfortably lie down. Thanks, Shoebeer. We got one more voicemail, and we got two more, but one more from this gentleman.
What are the homies? Should you be here? Guess what I'm drinking, Holmes? What? I'm drinking a Hop Time Harvest Pale, homie. Russian River, Holmes.
Oh,
this is their brand new wet hop edition that just came out this year for 2021. And guess what, Holmes? Nicholas, I got this hop. Because of my boss, homie. My boss went up north. I guess he went for training or to train some people up north close to Santa Rosa. And he knew I'm a training. Craft beer enthusiast. He came back, Holmes, and he brought me a can of this. A kind of a hop to it with a Zaka, Pliny, and a Blind Pig, Holmes. So big ups to my boss, Richard, eh? Cheers, homie. I'm sipping on this one right now. And guess what? Also, I'm first to untap this in my community,
yeah,
homie,
baby.
For this beer. So, and also the hop to it, I'll be the first one too. I checked it out. No one that I follow has untapped it. So that gives me the right to put that title in the beginning of my untap. Speaking about untap, can't wait to hear all the voicemails of the untap festival and also, beer drop, homie. I guess Untap is doing beer deliveries. Over 400 breweries, 80 different types of beers. You get a shipment to your house, a monthly shipment. You get to pick the styles of beers you want to see and change the styles you want as you go. Is anybody doing that? Sounds like a pretty cool fucking thing to do, but I don't know really what the price is. Right now they're offering a $5 off discount. Oh, $4 a beer, Holmes. That's what they are. From my understanding, $4 a beer, which sounds pretty damn fucking cheap. Compared to when you go buy a single can and they're like $7, $8, sometimes $10, homie. Other than that, just a quick little thing. Let me give you a little taste of this Harvest Time, Holmes. You check it out, I said.
Yeah, man. I want some of that.
Man, that's a good pale, homie. It's still green, but it's still bitter, semi-sweet, a little bit of tropical notes in the background, beautiful, beautiful caramel color, great head, lacing has been going down the whole glass the whole time. That bitterness gets you at the back of your teeth and makes you salivate for more. There's a slight sweetness. But I do taste a little bit of a tropical fruit, some, not like citrus, but more like, pineapple, maybe a little bit of guava, Holmes. This is a very, very good pale. I doesn't state what types of hops they're using, but homie, this thing is fucking off the hook, Holmes. It comes in at like a 6.5% ABV. I totally recommend this one. Harvest Time, Russian River. This is their wet hop edition. And the hops come from, Crane's Farms, Holmes, or some shit like that. Crane's, Farms, or some shit like that, homie. I forgot to, I didn't really read it through the fucking can away already, but cheers, Russian River. Amazing beer, and hop two is next. I hope you like my little review, Holmes. I got a little geeky on you. I say, is this true, your beer? You have to watch it. Peace out, eh?
Look at you. Getting better at the reviews and whatnot. Thank you, Chew Your Beer.
Chew Your Beer.
Especially for a couple beers we know very little about. Even our Santa Rosa rep.
And drink it.
Hey, guys. I'm walking. It's kind of late. This voicemail might not get in on time. I was drinking with some folks last weekend and we were talking about the ridiculousness that is Fresno. And I actually had a recovered memory from before COVID, like a couple of years ago, of how I learned the difference between a Fresno joke and a beer joke. And it's all thanks to Bearded Brewer 87. So here's the deal. There used to be this like food expo that we held here in Fresno. At the time, there was like this Firestone controversy. Basically, Fresno
got its panties
in a bunch about someone from Firestone replying to a tweet of a celebrity saying that they were very sorry. I heard about that.
What's this about?
The person had to go to Fresno. So anyway, it became this big thing as Fresno tends to do. And so we, at my last job, we were going to this food expo that was held in downtown. So we were all up on this like, yeah, Firestone sucks. Yeah,
fuck
so we walk into the food expo, my old coworkers and I.
This chick, and Firestone
like,
sucks.
I see Matt, Firestone sucks. Kind of familiar and like, I realize now it's from Peeves. But anyway, so we walk right up to him, up to the Tioga Bar, and I'm like, hey, is Firestone up in this bitch?
Yeah.
Like, we were going to fight them.
We're going to push your lights out.
Super deadpan.
Push some lights out.
And was just like, yeah, they're right over there. And so I said, thank you so much.
Please go
And then
over
we
there.
Went and got free whiskey and cookies. So anyway, yeah.
You got distracted by
Thanks
whiskey
for that,
and
Matt.
Cookies.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Matt's like, yeah, wow. They're right over there.
Right there.
And he's like,
see that?
He's rubbing his hands together like, here we go. This is going to be good.
Here we go.
And then they're like, somebody's like, hey, have you tried whiskey and cookies yet? No, we have not. They never
right, we'll beat up Firestone
they,
later.
They never. Yeah, we'll get Firestone later. Yeah, totally. Well, yeah, we'll go beat him up later. Yeah, we got to have whiskey and cookies
right
now.
Right now, there's whiskey and cookies.
Yeah, we'll get them later, though. Check 3 hours later. They're like, Firestone, who? What were we supposed to do? Weren't we supposed to do something, guys?
I don't know, but these fucking cookies are great.
I don't know, but I need more of these cookies.
No.
Well, I can't quite comment on the situation that was explained. Very detailed. The lion has been known to make appearances in places, and you know, at an expo, there's breweries that represent themselves of being, you know, from the valley or from California, because it was also, it was not only the Fresno Food Expo, but it was also called the California Food Expo at, towards the end.
California.
So, yeah. I can say that he was there.
The man.
For one of them. Can I get, and it could have been, it could have been timed around something that was just explained.
Firestone Lab.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave a
participating in the show. Please don't hesitate to participate in the show. If you like us to talk about something or want to tell us about something going on in your area, maybe tout a very cool brewery or tap room in your area or beer, please let us know on the voicemail line. Oh my gosh, Matt is flaunting a new beer on the chat, the video. The Skype.
Did you? Did you?
I love gold!
What beer is this, Matt?
Asa.
I know. Well, this is an audio experience, man.
Not for Mr. Zuckerberg. He's probably watching.
He's somehow watching, even though he doesn't own Skype, does he? Who owns Skype?
Oh, it's Microsoft. Sorry.
Yeah, that's Bill.
Bill Gates is Bill's, watching
Bill's
us
cool.
Right now.
Bill actually contributes to society, Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg.
I'm drinking a triple dry hopped General Sherman with Amarillo hops. Or Armadillo hops, as I like Armadillo. To say.
Is this the first time the Sherman's been Amarillo triple dry dropped?
Probably not. Triple dry dropped. I could not tell you the last time it was.
Mm-hmm. Triple dry drop. We're going to triple dry drop it, bros.
Whoa. Dry triple flop.
Can that even be done? Yes.
So when you, so it kind of goes two different ways. There are certain hops that each brewer likes, and sometimes we're able to, there's like hop trading, there's forums where people go, hey, you know, I didn't use all these hops, I don't want them to go to waste, would anybody be interested to them at face value or discounts? And so hop buyers for local breweries pay attention to that kind of stuff, and if there's a hop they haven't been able to get or a hop that we can't contract because bigger breweries have contracts for hops, we're able to buy them, you know, third party, secondhand, some, however you want to phrase that. But sometimes we're able to get a hold of some crazy stuff, that something that we couldn't replicate on a day-to-day basis, but we could replicate in a single batch. So a triple dry hop could just be a featured hop that we already use, we already contract, or it could be something that just popped up in the ecosystem. We said we want this. Ken has put in beer.
Interesting.
It's like when Mikey put the Fosgate speakers in his Mustang, because somebody was like, getting rid of speakers, $20. RBO. And you're like, those are Rockford Fosgates. Those will be perfect.
Not original. The radio's not original.
No. I think it's better explained like putting three packets of beef seasoning in your top ramen.
How many do you have? Did you guys have a car with the CD changer in the trunk?
Ooh, no.
Oh, you
never had
in.
That.
Oh, so you were lame.
Oh, okay. I had a Sherwood pull out receiver CD player. Does that qualify?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. You pulled the faceplate, or you pulled the whole thing?
No. The entire stereo.
Yeah, you had the little handle. You pulled
the whole thing out. Uh-huh.
When you went into the 7-Eleven to get like a Slurpee, you're like, I got to pull this out. Some motherfucker's got to come up and steal this bitch. You got to walk around the 7-Eleven with your stereo, your car stereo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, carrying the stereo in your hand.
This is the show full of tangents. Okay, two things. All the CD changers I've ever had have been in dash, and for some reason the industry standard is 6 discs. Why they chose that number, nobody knows.
6.
Because you can fit 6 discs in the thing.
Because if it was the one in the trunk, it was a 10 disc.
Oh, yeah.
The one in the trunk was a 10 disc. If it was in the dash, it's a 6. Why not make both 10 or both 6? Don't know. Second thing.
Why not make 10, 11? Why might make 11, 10?
I remember as a younger lad being in Toys R Us and remember seeing an older lady and like clutched in like the fold of her elbow was a Ford Mustang steering wheel because it was a detachable steering wheel.
Yep.
And she was in the Toys R Us walking down the aisles.
Oh, yeah. You can't steal a car if it doesn't have a steering wheel now, can you?
Unless you live directly ahead of the spot you're stealing it from.
It's all right. I don't need a steer anyway.
Instead of roads, where we're going, it's like steering. Where we're going, we don't need steering.
We don't need steering. I'm going what to those apartments the, 30 what, feet from here.
What about the lock that you locked your steering wheel with?
The club.
Thank you. I had a club on my
Mustang. Yeah, we had a club.
I had the club on my Mustang. Like, nobody's taking this Mustang.
That's right.
The club.
I still have that club.
If you want to drive this car,
you're taking out the windshield.
All you had to do was get clips and like clip the steering wheel, just like a niche in the steering wheel, and then that club just comes right out.
That's it?
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever believe the Cheese Whiz story where you could fill the lock with Cheese Whiz and then come up?
Uh-uh. Never did that.
Oh, damn.
Did it work?
I don't know. That was the urban legend. Cheese Whiz would unlock your club.
It was probably like the freezing of the lock, not necessarily the whiz.
What?
Nobody beats the whiz. Nobody beats the whiz. This is when we check on the previous week of drinking. Since the last show, what the hell have we been drinking? We reveal it, man. We go all in. Hopefully, oh yeah, Matt's boss is fine with his drinking, but maybe Nick and I's boss maybe be like, dude, that's like a lot of drinking.
You need to calm down.
Yeah, calm down. But yeah, we still talk about it. It's all right. We risk our reputations. Let's start with Nick, man. All right, did you drink some things this week?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a preview of the TDH Amarillo.
What? That's not.
Oh cool. Yeah.
Oh wow.
Just a taste. It was less than 3
somebody.
Ounces. Maybe 4 ounces. So just enough to know what it's about, but not enough to get riffed off it.
Getting ripped.
I had the Deschutes Porter. Nice classic beer. Haven't had it in a while, so it's worth mentioning that I still do enjoy that beer.
Yeah. I get that beer all the time. The producer enjoys nice. That beer, so...
How's the shelf life on that one? You guys find fresh ones often? Oh,
it has to be fresh because I'm always buying them and they're usually...
Oh, you hear like, the reason it's fresh.
And, yeah, okay. And they're usually out. Got like, it. If they're there, like I, that's interesting. I didn't even thought about that. Like, if you're talking about the market, Save Mart, Bulletin West... Save Mart, Herndon, and Milburn. Those three places. But I can guarantee you that the Deschutes Porter in there, you don't have to check the date. You do not. I tell you all the time, check the date. In those three places, the Deschutes Porter, don't even bother checking the date because I clear those places out every time. And
every time.
So if there's if you can actually find it there, it is a new, it just came in. It's not more than a week old.
What?
You know, one of the rare porters available to the public.
Yeah, all the time. So we had that, and then we had Tuesday night Farmers Market at Barrel House. Had a big Sir IPA, no surprise there. I do not like IPAs with spicy food.
Really?
They ruin it. It ruins it for me.
It ruins the beer or ruins the food?
It ruins the beer. Mm.
Sometimes a lot of people like IPAs with spicy food.
I do not. I think I would rather have a stout with spicy food.
Okay. That makes sense.
But I had spicy food and I had a Big Sur IPA, and so it is what it is. Earlier this week, we actually made it down to the Mad Duck. Haven't been to Mad Duck in a long time.
Northwest or Campus Point?
Northwest.
Nice.
And they got a beer called the Octavian. It's a double IPA from them. That was pretty nice. Did the trick. Nice little 8.2%. Kind of kickstart your dinner.
Wow.
Make you feel good.
Get you fired up. Got them
burgers and tots you're about to crush.
Enjoying your in-restaurant experience. The rare in-restaurant experience.
Yeah, we sat on the patio, but it was the first night around here we've had that was not Smoke City.
Yeah.
So it was kind of nice to be outside for once in a while. That's my bink.
All right. Matt, what did you drink this week? Hi. Matt's waving to everyone.
I actually took the time to check in things.
Bearded Brewer 87 on the tap.
Because I realized on Discord, both the brother, you might be too, Mikey, but the brother and myself are listed in the uniques. Check-ins.
Yeah, there's a contest. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. And so I realized I was actually on the list. So I was like, oh, I should actually give a shit. And sorry, that sounds harsh. I realized I should put in a better effort if I'm on a list.
That's what, we get that. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I've been trying to check in things, and even if I miss some things recently, it still counts. And so the timeline of these vary, but it's going to be a little bit of a thing. From House of Pendragon Brewing Company, Dragon Works, number 4, New England IPA.
It's New England.
New Glory, Splinter Fang, Imperial Double IPA. Do recommend West Coast. Alvarado Street Mai Tai go-to. I've been to Spokeasy a few times recently, and they have Rock Me All Mosaic from Urban Roots.
Oh, no.
K can't tell you how many times I've had those. And
I can't imagine that's good. Bad at all.
Kapow Lani from Kilo Kilo, Double New England. East Brother Brewing or East Brother Beer Company. They have Bow Pills. Good old pills. Have another one in the fridge I haven't got to yet. House of Pendragon Brewing Company. Their Sanger Pride. I've been between draft and cans. Again, been to Spokeasy a lot. People have been gathering. It was my birthday. It was whatever have you. Been going through those. A brewery called E9 has been popping up locally. Transmissions on Air was an international IPA. Natural Territory from Moxa. Always like to pick up a Moxa when I see it. Nice. From Veldworks. They had an Evil Haze Factory.
Wow.
I'm realizing a lot of these are IPAs.
Nothing wrong with that, man.
All IPA all the time.
I didn't check in. I had an IPA from Ren House because I went to the market. So I don't know which one that was. I forgot to check that in.
It was a green can.
But they also... Huh?
It was like a green can. I remember your Instagram.
Oh, yeah. I checked in things. Well, no, I didn't check in things. I did social media things on Bearded Brewer 87 on Instagram.
There you go. I can look at that.
Oh, yeah. It is Dreamy something. I can't read the other words. But it was a double dry hopped India Pale Ale. Was happy to see that. Got to check it out. And I picked up a couple Oktoberfest lagers that were also available at the market. I think I picked up a New Glory one. And I think there was a Ren House one. And there was a third one. I didn't pick up the third one. But I might go back for that.
There does not exist one.
Oh, they had one too.
All right. Then a Katie, Bearded Brewer 87. And I am Dorktown on the tap.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went down to the Southern California.
Wow.
I have a group of friends that were supposed to have a big, like, bro trip last year, but then the coronavirus said no bro trips.
No bro trip.
No bro trips. So we, there was this Ohana Festival in Dana Point, Southern California.
Wow.
Capistrano, nice. Dana Point area. And it's Eddie Vedder, motivated festival. It's like Eddie Vedder's from that area-ish. And so he sort of puts this festival on. And this year, it's like a two-weekend festival. And so we went on the Friday where the Pearl Jam played. And it's a cool amphitheater. It was a cool festival, and it's in this amphitheater. It's on the beach, basically. Like, like the sand actually comes up to the amphitheater area, and then they kind of fence off those beach people. Those beach people.
Get out of here.
Didn't want to pay the money to come into the amphitheater. So like, the waves, people are surfing, and people are hanging out at the beach, and you're just on the other side of this temporary chain link fence in your music festival, drinking your beers, going, hey, how's the surf, huh?
Yeah, I'm sneaking in.
I'm in here. I'm drinking beer. And this festival is sponsored by Kona Brewing Company. Ooh. So the only beer available were Kona beers. And
that's all right. You should be able to figure that out.
Yeah, I had the dilemma of, Kona's a buyout beer. But it's like a very, like, low key buyout beer. It's not like an ABM Bev beer. It's like a, one of those collab buyouts.
That's which the worst.
I hadn't had any. We used to have Kona Fire Rock on Dorktown, like a long, you know, way back in the day when Kona was an indie brewer, and we would have Longboard and Fire Rock. That was like a we were stepping it up that week when we had a 12 pack of that. Like Bells and I would just basically down a 12 pack of Fire Rock. So I do miss Kona. And I hadn't had it since they, whatever buyout, I don't even understand their buyout, but there's something,
buyout. They made lots of money.
They made the money. So I'm just like, you know what? I'm here. I'm inside this festival. I can't go anywhere. I can't go get beer somewhere else. this is the ultimate situational beer episode. So. I just drank these Gold Cliff. I had not heard of this. It's a new IPA from them called Gold Cliff, and I was just having these Tall Boy Gold Cliffs all the time, and they're expensive. Ooh, tall shit. Boys.
Look,
I was prepared. I'm just like, I'm gonna go for it, and then everyone else, you know, we're just one of those like who's next that buys the beer kind of group. So like,
yeah.
So we just kept buying beers for each other. So it was just one of those kind of things. So. I watched Pearl Jam and Beck. First time I ever saw Beck before. I didn't even realize Beck was there, and he was there. You'd be surprised how many songs Beck has. You'd be surprised. I'm not
a satellite student.
I'm not a huge Beck fan or anything. I like him, but I don't buy any Beck stuff. But like, he was cool to see live, and then you're just like, he keeps playing these songs. You're like, whoa, that's a Beck song? Like, yeah. Wow.
I know this song.
It's like, whoa, So, yeah, I guess I'm pressing back. And also, Pearl Jam was great. They're fired up. Mike McCready.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He tore it up. They did. Even Flow, you're like, oh, yeah, of course, Even Flow. It's like most common Pearl Jam song. Mike McCready kicked the shit out of it. I was like, holy fuck, that's like the best version of Even Flow I've ever seen. So, if you ever have a chance to go to the Ohana Festival, I highly recommend it. It's just an open air amphitheater right on the beach, and it's just
perfect,
cool, chill vibe. Then, of course, I did a little bit of a San Diego area drinking the next day. And one of those places that I went to only got to go to two different places, but I enjoyed it. One was Bergen. Finally got to go to Bergen. Never got to go to Bergeon before. Bergeon. I always say Bergen. I think everyone else down there says Bergeon, but I just say Bergen. It's easier to say Bergen.
There you go.
Tier one was my first Bergeon beer.
Oh, no.
At the brewery. Oh, no. Not tier one.
Oh, no.
That's a nice pale.
Not movie quality.
Yeah. And then Carlsbad Crush. Another pale ale.
Okay. Just
keeping it easy and easy peasy.
Yeah.
And then we moved on. We went over the Pure Project up in the Carlsbad Pure Project. The Pure Project has like three different locations. We went to Carlsbad. It was a remote tap room style. It's very nice, very classy, very you know, sort of ritzy-ish area. And I had one called Pure West. That was very good. And the Brave Noise, like I had earlier, I had the Brave Noise on tap, and that was good. And another one I had earlier this episode, but also had them, was the Wild Sparrow. And one called Subconscious Mind out of a growler. And then a Bergen beer called Juice Press. And then I had a Pliny the Elder because Bell's brought some Plinies. We had it at we're back at the house. My friend has a pool and his barbecue tri-tip and he's got a pool table. San Diego beers. My friend had San Diego beers, and then Bell's bought a bunch of Plinies. So it was a good old time, man, drinking Plinies.
Yeah.
And I think I even went on my Snapchat at some point and it wasn't that bad. It was just me yelling at the Bulldogs game, I think.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The Bulldogs are playing Hawaii at the same time they're doing all this, and they lost to Hawaii and the sons of bitches, because the Bulldogs always lose, always get way up there in the rankings and like, holy shit, the Bulldogs are having a magical season, and then they lose to some mediocre Mountain West WAC team.
Just a good day.
Classic Fresno State Bulldogs. So that's what I was doing. That's what we were all doing last week. We were caught drinking. I don't know who caught us. We caught ourselves, man. We just turned ourselves in for drinking.
Internal untapped.
Cheers, 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 cheers. It's the end of the show.
I did. I was very sad that I didn't get to see any Perfect Four listeners in San Diego or anybody else. Noah from Beer Night in San Diego works at not Pure, but the other one. Works at the other one, and. I asked for him, and he wasn't working that day. So, but yeah, unfortunately, yeah, I was with my friends, and I couldn't really, like, hey, let's go do Perfect Pour stuff, guys. I couldn't really do that, so would have been inappropriate. No. So I was just kind of like saying, like, hey, I'm here. I hope somebody else is here too, but it never panned out. So I'm bummed I can get to see Perfect Pour listeners, but I had a good time. You'll just have to come to Tagaskoya's the oh my God. The coffee day, rush hour, rush day.
Coffee day.
Rush day at Tagaskoya in December. That's the next get it possibility. Cheers. You have any cheers, Matt? No, nobody deserves cheers. Well, I mean,
I had doing? Something, but I stopped taking notes almost a year ago. So,
damn it. Would you guys get your notebooks going again? I still have mine going full bore. I'm going to make you come to the studio. If you don't get it, if you don't get a notebook going, I'm going to make you come to the studio. You think about that.
Amazon.
Cheers out to Courtney or Court. No, I mean, she is obviously keeper of the history of the show and or things about us, but she's been very resilient lately, given what information she has shared, I think, in the Discord and stuff. So just cheers out to her in general. Glad to see that she's doing all right and leaving voicemails and doing all the things.
All right. Nick.
What's up?
Oh, wait. Sorry. One more. Cheers out to my buddy Gumby. He's in town. Got to hang out. That's it.
Well, that's fun for you.
Isn't it special?
Nick?
Cheers to all you guys who got to go to San Diego over the weekend between the Untapped Festival and Mikey Pearl jamming it up. I feel like craft beer things are starting to happen in the world again. I've felt a huge disconnect since COVID hit. I'm not saying I'm ready for a festival just yet, but
yeah,
I do miss the the buzz about going to all these tap rooms and you know, the exclusive places that we always wanted to go, but now there's no chance of us going to. Like, remember how much we used to covet ideas like Tornado and City Beer Store and Beer Revolution?
Yeah, I still haven't been to City Beer Store in San Francisco.
Yeah. It's like right now, like, I don't know about you guys, but I just don't give a shit about going out and doing stuff like that.
I'm with you.
But there was a time where we, you know, every trip we took, we had to go visit whatever brewery or tap room was hot in that place, you know. That's changed a lot for me in this last year and a half. Now, what's in the grocery store so I could take it home and drink it?
Yeah, we got it by shelves, bro.
Yeah. It's just weird thinking back. But seeing you guys go out, you know, like Pop Sound was in Pizza Port and you were at Pure Project, and it's just like, damn, we would have loved to go to those places 2 years ago and now. Now it's like, ooh, do we go? Do we not go? What do we do?
Yeah, and it was weird. Like, nobody was masking down there. Orange County and San Diego aren't big on masks, so.
Yeah.
It made it kind of extra, like, ooh. But, you know, we survived.
Nice. So, yeah, cheers to you going out and doing things, but being safe at the same time. Appreciate that.
That Ohana Festival was all vax. You had to show your vax card to get in.
Yeah.
Oh, then cheers to everyone that listens to the show, especially the Perfect Pork community that really participates in the show outside of the show, in particular, the golden gods of the show that they actually give us money on Patreon every month, and it's highly appreciated. Pays our bills. So thank you to all our golden gods as always. If you want to be a golden god, patreon.com/perfectpour, or look for a link in the show notes. And the gold gods do get to have a little bit of bonus show every week. That is the tailgate. And sometimes I'll edit something, or sometimes there'll be a post-show clip that's worthy that gets in there. So it's not just simply giving us $5 or more. It's you get a little something in return.
No?
Yeah, no. It's not just, but some people are just like, hey, here's the $5. I don't care about the other stuff.
Yeah.
But thank you all you guys, and thank you to the Friday Night Get It group. Every Friday night, a group of Perfect Pour listeners just hang out on Zoom, man, and just drink beers and hang out. So if you want some friends to hang out with on a Friday night, the Friday Night Zoom is there for you. There's another show link for that in the Discord group, the Lager Line on our Discord channel.
Wow.
Usually we'll have the details you need to sign into that Friday Night Zoom. So look for that. And everyone in the forum and the Lagerline Discord, thank you guys for hanging out and being part of the community. We appreciate it. And PerfectPourPod.com is the Wibby site. Well, I'm about done with this head full of dynamite.
Weeba sign?
What do you got there, Nick? You're fishing off with? You still got some left? What beer?
Nope.
No, you finished.
I was looking at the Discord to see what Matt was talking about.
What the hell's Matt talking about?
The hell's Matt talking about?
Matt's still got some beer left.
Oh, yeah, I'm still drinking my rush hour, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah,
sorry.
So I'm asking.
Yep, killing this 22.
All right.
22 ounces to freedom.
That's yeah. Right. Bam, 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 bam. Long Beach in the house. I've told this story many a time before, but when I worked at Vaughn's in Lakewood.
And Bradley Knoll came in and stole a chicken.
Maybe. It's possible. I might have. We took down some shoplifters one night, tackled them and everything. And come to think of it, they look like somebody from Sublime. So it actually might have been. No, but before Sublime had hit, I had a friend at work was like, I'm going to this party in Long Beach. You should come with me. This band Sublime is playing in the backyard. You should go. I was like, nah, man.
I don't do backyard parties.
Some backyard party. I don't care what your stupid band Sublime is playing. So I'll forever be known as passing up on a Sublime show in a backyard. Right before
it's not like they're gonna have Gwen Stefani appear on an album or anything.
Yeah, right. Thank you guys for listening to The Perfect Pour. Have a great week. You gotta have a great week. If you don't, let us know. We'll help you out. Be safe.
We got a good dad joke. We're locked and loaded.
We got plenty of dad jokes locked and loaded to pump you up.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry. Be safe out there. That's what we need. Speaking of dadding, I need you to be safe.
Yeah, be safe.
You're always worrying. I worry about you guys. So be careful out there. Be safe. But, you got to have fun.
Okay.
After you've established your safety net, have fun. Let loose. But before you start all that, number one thing you gotta do is what?
Number one. Check your
dates. Good dates.
No dates.
In Russia, podcast listens to you.
That's what hurts, don't it?